You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom and Jeremy.
Hooray! Now let's play the game. Meet our players for today. Who's up first? Brandon. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
What do you do, sir?
I am in the Colorado Army National Guard.
Oh, well, thank you so much
for that service.
You the man.
Yeah, thanks.
You the man.
Have you ever been allowed to drive one of the tanks or anything?
Oh, please say yes. Please say yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So jealous. How cool.
It's a blast.
It is.
I bet.
I got to drive one time for about 20 minutes. And
I'm going to run over some cars or something with it, though. Something.
They don't let us do that very often.
That's no fun.
I wanted to shoot it. I wanted to fire the tank. And they said, Dom, it would take like 20 pages of paperwork just to fire one practice round. And I was like, so get busy on that paperwork.
Here's your click, click. You click your pen. Let's get it going.
That's what you say. Back in the day, they used to let us get civilians in there to shoot all the time.
No, what happened?
I wasn't allowed.
Oh, accidents, I guess.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, that whole thing.
All right, listen, good luck to you today, Brandon.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Dakota. Good morning, Dakota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. Wonderful, thank you. What do you do, Dakota?
I am a manager at Sally Beauty.
All right. So you get all those discounts on shampoo and conditioner and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I get the loads on that.
Your shower is packed, probably.
Hey,
I have a lot of different products.
We should do another contest one time. I think a long time ago we did a thing like who has the most stuff in their shower.
Sure. Do you know off the top of your head, Dakota, how many products you have in your shower?
Off the top of my head, I probably have about 15 different bottles in my shower.
Oh, my God.
That's why we need to do this contest again.
You better be soft and silky all over with that many products. My goodness.
That's funny. And who is this Sally character anyway? I see her name on the store every time I drive past. Who is Sally? Do you know?
You know, I have yet to meet her.
Oh, well, maybe someday, huh? Listen.
Maybe. It's on my to-do list.
Here's how this game works. Jeremy is going to ask Dakota some boy questions. Chris with a K will ask Brandon some girl questions. Best out of three will win the prize and will be going off to La Peep for breakfast or Le Brunch. If we're tied after three questions, we go to sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first to make it fair. Today, it's the boys up first. So, Chris, Brandon is all yours.
Brandon, we're headed right to Broadway. Tell me, what's the name of the Broadway show which tells the untold story of the Witches of Oz?
Wicked.
Yes.
Wow. Nailed it.
This man came to play. All right, here's Dakota.
He loves tanks and Broadway. Are you single? All right, sweet Dakota. The cartoon The Cleveland Show was a spinoff of what Fox TV show?
American Dad.
No.
Oh,
so close. Family Guy.
I was close.
You sounded so confident.
Yeah. Darn it.
In fact, I almost hit the ding because I just from your confidence.
Hey, confidence is key, right?
You are so right. Brandon.
Brandon, don't blush, but I would like for you to name four styles of women's panties.
Oh.
The thong, granny panties, what, they got those boy shorts.
Yeah.
Three.
And then.
Time is up.
Isn't there like a bikini cut or
yes,
a high cut?
Yes, there's bikini, hipster.
Hipster.
Like control panties, control top, yeah. There's all different kinds.
Oh, man.
What's the hipster? I'm sure I've seen it.
I don't know.
I'm sure I've seen it, but I don't know how to describe it.
Would you have accepted edible?
Yes, on my list of accepted, I have crotchless and candy or
edible. Oh my goodness. They make those?
Supposed to be clean.
Now
exactly.
My goodness.
I want a pair of those. Like, how convenient.
All right, move back over to Dakota.
I mean, really, for a guy, that's convenient. All right.
Moving on.
Would be standing at the urinal, like, fumbling.
Really.
Yeah, it would be so convenient.
Trip.
Oh, God. Well.
Dakota.
You need to do some Kegels. Dakota, the Golden Knights NHL team are based in what city?
Oh, man. I'm going to get in so much trouble for this because I don't know the answer. Golden State. Crap. California, maybe? I don't know.
You're on the right coast, kind of. That's Las Vegas.
That's
their new NHL team.
They haven't been around very long.
No, brand new.
All right, so it's still 1-0. This is the third question coming up?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Brandon, if you get this, you win the game, and you'll put the boys up 2-0 for the month. If you miss it, Dakota will have one chance to send it to overtime.
All right, I guess I can't miss.
Okay, Brandon, sports question. How long is a quarter in women's NCAA basketball?
15 minutes.
No, I'm sorry. They just recently changed. Yes, it's 10 minutes. They recently changed rules a couple years ago.
So close.
And that opened the door for Dakota to tie it up and send it to overtime. But if you miss it, Dakota, Brandon is the champ.
Don't screw it up.
Give me an easy question.
What product uses the? Let me start over. What product uses the slogan "It gives you wings"?
Red Bull.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Dakota.
We are tied 1-1. That means this game is going to overtime. The first person to get a correct answer will win the game because it's sudden death. And Brandon is up first.
Brandon, which app would you possibly use the following? I'm going to give you two things. Rainbow Puking Unicorn or Glam Lion with eyeliner.
The one where you dress up dolls. I have no idea.
No. It's a pretty popular app. It's called Snapchat, and those are Snapchat filters.
Son of a gun.
Now you know.
Dakota, you can steal the game and win it if you get this.
All right. Chris Pratt stars as Peter Quill in what series of movies?
Peter Quill.
Do you know?
The Spider-Man?
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're still in overtime.
I'm running out of questions here.
Back to Brandon.
All right, Brandon, you might know this one. Which female actress is the star of the movie Never Been Kissed?
Oh, yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes, he got it.
The game is over.
Got it.
The game is over.
Dang. What a competition today.
You guys were pretty good. Dakota, you forced overtime, which is great, but sadly, the point goes to the boys today.
Darn it, Dakota.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm sorry, girls.
Your hair still looks fantastic.
Lustrous. I think her hair looks lustrous.
Not a spot of dandruff at all.
You do have to take some medicine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Boys rule.
Yes, and Dakota, you go have a wonderful day. Say hi to Sally for us, okay?
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Brandon, you put the boys up 2-0 for the month of December.
Right on.
Well, right on, buddy.